Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
I guess a little trouble getting that hello out, but that's okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're so glad that you're here. Of course, today we're taking your calls for on-air readings, psychic numerology readings, as well as continuing our discussion, which we started on Wednesday, on intuition versus psychic being psychic, being intuitive versus being psychic. And we're going to get started in just a sec. Callers, we do talk for a while prior to taking our calls, so please hang in there. We've got a few of you already waiting, so those that are in the queue are guaranteed a reading. Please do keep your place, because that helps us take calls in the order received. We would love our callers to join us here, our listeners and our callers to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, there are two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic. You may like Neil Baker Psychic, and you may also follow Neil and Kristen Baker or send us a friend request. I tend to update the Neil and Kristen Baker site a little bit more, but the reason why is we can create events on that page. So definitely join us there. 914-338-0164 is our listener line. And for more conversation, 562-596-7818. That's the number to call after the show. And by the way, because I get emails a lot of the time, Neil does not email. So if you'd like to speak with Neil directly, the phone number is the best option. If there's something you'd like to speak to both of us about, email is fine. But regarding inquiries about readings, the phone number is where I'm going to redirect you if you email. So definitely 562-596-7818 is the number to call. So intuition versus psychic energy, we're kind of doing a little bit of a review here, but maybe today, Neil, we can get into more of the specific areas of psychic perception. But, you know, intuition, I mean, animals are intuitive. It's primitive.
Yes, animals are intuitive. That's true.
So, I mean, does it take specific development to be intuitive, or are there grades that people come into the earth with more intuition, less intuition? I mean, that's an obvious answer. Obviously, some people are going to be more intuitive. Some people are going to be less intuitive. Are people that are more connected to their primitive brain more intuitive than the people that are more cerebral?
We all have a built-in intuitive skill because we survive. So some of us were intuitive on a very subconscious level. Sometimes intuition is combined with knowledge. We know that where there's a red light, we need to stop because we could be in danger. But being intuitive would mean that there's a red light, we need to stop. But now being intuitive would be there's a green light, but actually we're entering a red zone. So we may see a green light, but intuition may say, you know, there's something about this intersection I don't like. And so you slow down, and as you slow down, someone speeds through the opposing traffic on a red light and enters your intersection, and intuition saved your life. Now, that's being intuitive. Being psychic would be that a voice would actually say in your brain, slow down. So the intuition would be like a feeling.
Okay.
Usually intuition is a feeling. Being psychic is either a vision or you're hearing something.
Well, that's interesting, though, because there are a lot of psychics, quote, psychics that state that they are hearing something, but a lot of times with the accuracy of information, it's likely just their imagination that they're hearing. So differentiating between actual psychic information that's being imparted by higher energies, as opposed to the imagination, you know,
how do you interpret that?
And then also words can manifest from intuition. So an intuitive thought can produce
everyone,
or intuitive feeling can produce thoughts that
everyone, you know, everyone is entitled to
verbally express that
beauty. You don't have to be an art historian or an art critic to appreciate a drawing. A lot of people will appreciate art that is very amateurish, but they love it. And that doesn't mean that for them it isn't real. As opposed to a critic who is trained, who really knows the classical forms of art and how to interpret it, that's different. So everyone has their own level of intuition that they can claim. It isn't fair to say, well, you're not intuitive. And it isn't fair to say to somebody, well, you don't know anything about art. You can appreciate what you know. So in terms of being intuitive, anyone can claim to be intuitive. I mean, and just like anyone can claim to know what beauty is. When you get to the psychic realm, though, you're getting into a different, intuition is a feeling. The psychic realm comes with more of a distinct input. For instance, there's going to be morality. There's going to be good and evil. There's different things in the psychic world, events and such things. You know, an intuitive might say, I don't feel good about this. I just don't feel good about this. It, don't go there. A psychic will say, I don't feel good about this. Don't go there. You will get into an accident and it's going to happen at such and such a time. I mean, the details, you know,
right.
There's layers of.
But what I'm stating is someone that's intuitive might build a story around the intuition that might seem to be psychic.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I you know, you can be delusional and you can,
okay.
You can be purely imaginative and you can base that on a true feeling. I mean,
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people walking around.
And
sometimes there can be luck, I mean, in that building of a story around an intuitive feeling. Sometimes there might be a hit that occurs in terms of the specifics of information that might be more of a storyline that's not exact.
There could be a level of chance, but we're talking about the experience of reality, the experience of a reality. And that's really what it's about. So the experience of reality, I mean, chance, randomness, good luck, whatever may appear to surface in the element of being intuitive or psychic. But when we get into the raw experience, that's a different scheme. Skeptics may just say, well, you know, I don't know, but they're a lucky guesser, or they might have something, I don't know what it is, but, you know, are they actually talking to somebody? So the idea of how we grade what is really intuitive energy or psychic energy is really in the eyes of the beholder, unless one is trained or one is well experienced and can really decipher what is going on in terms of their observation.
Okay, so there are a lot of different ways psychic energy can be expressed. Telepathy. People can communicate without saying anything, you know, anything verbally, communicate with their third eyes. There's precognition. There's remote viewing. There's the connection, I mean, the third ear, hearing things that are not heard by the naked ear, seeing things that are not seen by the naked eye, and also the communication of guides and spirits. And there can be psychics. We were talking about this on the last show. There can be psychics that get psychic information. I don't know if it's from some kind of cosmic flow that they're getting the information, but they're not necessarily talking to angels or guides.
Well, you can be on the border of being intuitive and psychic and stay on that border,
you know, like,
and perceive things that are sort of in a limbo world all unto themselves.
There are some psychics that I've heard that, I mean, there's definitely ability there. I mean, there's definitely more ability than the average person, or even the average person claiming to be a psychic, where they'll get names. But that's kind of the limit. You know, they get names, maybe dates, but the synthesis of the information falls short of really what is required of a great a great psychic.
You can get hits. I mean, you know, just because you make contact with the ball doesn't mean you're a professional ball player. It means you can know how to make contact with the ball. And just because you play in the minor leagues doesn't mean you're playing in the major leagues. So you can have different degrees of energy. I don't know how to exactly grade an intuitive or grade a psychic. I have my own subjective evaluations that I do, but can that be put into an objective test of some sort? I don't know. I mean, the amazing Randy claims to have a test that he wants to give any psychic, and if you pass it, you know, he'll proclaim you as king. But and there isn't a psychic that stepped up to his scrutiny.
Well, I think psychics have failed.
Well, they have failed.
Yeah, I think they've stepped up. No one's passed.
And they failed. I don't know. I mean, you can disprove anything ultimately if you want to, I guess. It's not where the psychic world, the intuitive world, is not exactly a world you can put into a concrete form. And that may sound like a cop-out, but you're dealing with an abstraction anyways. It's like the theory of ideas. I mean, Galileo, in his own world, stepped up to the plate and said the world was round and not flat, and he was considered a heretic. So you don't, until it's proven, but we're not really, it's hard to, we've tried to put psychic energy into a scientific mold, and the law has tried to put it into a mold where, in terms of investigation, a psychic can lead one to clues. And there have been specialized people who were able to get to that place where intuition crossed the line and became downright psychic, to where a rational, concrete world would say, okay, there's something here going on. So, but it's really hard to draw the line between the two, even though they are very, I would say that the psychic has elements of intuition in it, more than I would say the intuitive has elements of psychic.
What about, you know, psychics like Sylvia Brown, she's deceased now, but there were some amazing predictions she made and then some complete inaccuracies and actually ethically misleading, as it turns out.
I mean, no one can be perfect, you know.
Right, but the problem is, I think, with her, the problem with Sylvia Brown was she was so adamant that she was right. She didn't preface it with, you know, some of the predictions she made that later turned out to be completely false. She did not preface her predictions with the statement that she might not always be accurate, and that's problem.
The element of the ego getting into the element of a true good read can sometimes confound, confuse, and contradict the premise.
Right, but the ego can interfere with being psychic at all. I mean, if the ego is too prominent, then the psychic information won't be accurate.
No, that's what I'm saying. Ego itself can confound. The ego itself can confuse energy. And any psychic or spiritualist is susceptible to darker energy.
Because they're opening up I'm chewing during the radio show. I apologize. This is just too good what I'm eating. So when you're opening that energy, astral realm, there's good and evil. So that makes one susceptible.
Yeah, there's a dark plane. There's dark angels and all that kind of stuff. And so one can be misled. I mean, even, you know, Christ encountered the Satan and the devil and was tempted and all this. Every human being on the planet has gone into conflict. And we're all susceptible to the good and the light. And we're all susceptible to being wrong and making mistakes. That's true. But the idea, too, is that we're also guided. I mean, even our well-qualified saints were guided not to go to certain towns or villages because the angel said, don't go there, it's not safe. That wasn't being intuitive. That wasn't really being psychic. In other words, we can be a person, just a regular person, and receive a message.
From a spirit or an angel.
Sure. I mean, it can happen. But if that's the case, the claim will be true. The premise will be fulfilled. It won't be a mistake. There'll be something there. So people there are people out there who say, you know, I'm not really an intuitive, I'm not really a psychic, but I had an encounter. I mean, even I think Jimmy Carter said, I had an encounter with a UFO. Anyone can have an encounter. It doesn't matter who you are. You can have a phenomenal encounter, whether it's through a UFO, an angel, a spirit, and then go on with your daily life.
Right, so it's like a one-time, one-shot deal.
It can be a one-time thing. So, you know, how does that occur? Where is the intuition and where is the psychic? Is it in the body? Is it in the mind? Is it in the soul? Or is it in the kind of combination of all the factors? You know, we're not just a body. We sense, we feel. There are certain aspects about our energies. And each part of our body serves, you know, the feet is for walking, the hands are for grasping, the tongue is for speaking. All the separate components, we try to work them out to where they're all working in unison. And hopefully we get to the place where the intuition, the psychicness, the vision, the hearing, the advice, the conference, it's all part of a total experience. That's the perfection that we try to reach for in the body, aside from the fact that when we are out of the body, we have a lot more access to that kind of absolute conversation.
So when guides and spirits start to communicate on a regular basis with an individual and they're giving messages, and I'm not talking about just that one-time encounter that many people might experience. Being psychic, getting messages from spirits and guides requires psychic perception?
No, not.
On a consistent basis.
Well, if you want to be active about it, yes. If you want to be passive about it, anyone can have an encounter.
Right, you know, but I'm talking beyond the one, you know, the one-time encounter.
A one-time encounter can reoccur. It can become a two-time encounter, a three-time encounter. You know, it's the consciousness of training yourself, the consciousness of developing your skills. That's where the real conversation occurs in terms of having some control over the situation.
Right. So, you know, talking about getting names or maybe numbers, dates, and then moving into more advanced psychic fields such as remote viewing. I mean, those are totally separate. Remote viewing, I don't think is terribly common. Someone who could, and I know that you do this frequently in readings, move into someone's space and can read the environment in which they're sitting or...
I mean, it's an acute, intense visionary energy where actually what you're envisioning is actually something that's there.
Right, it's reality.
And you're bringing it in. That's traveling through astral corridors. You're in the astral realm where you have access to these things. Obviously, you're not in the physical realm. You're in the astral realm. So in the astral realm, your third eye is perceiving the energy. Then we get into the conversation of how the third eye is equipped to be intuitive or psychic. And downright, the third eye can manifest a vision that's real.
And because you're in the astral realm doing that remote viewing, it you're not limited to the present. You go into the past and go into the future. It's on the presence.
So the third eye, I mean, if you developed your third eye, you don't have to go through 20 minutes of preparation. You don't have to go into some deep meditation. The third eye and going into that third realm, can occur even while you're talking.
Right.
And so, you know, and you can have a lot of fun with it. I mean, you can see astral realms while you're walking down the street. You can see astral realms around people, spirits, guides, and things like that. Now, is that being intuitive? No, that's being psychic.
Right.
That's a psychic element that has nothing to do with intuitiveness. So if somebody says, oh, I saw a spirit walk through my room, I must be intuitive. No, you must be psychic. Or the energy itself was so intense that it manifested and appeared into the physical vision of your sight. So, you know, there's a certain play of this, and then we haven't even gotten into the idea of breath and how breath contributes to the attitude of being intuitive or psychic. Breath is more equated to being psychic than being intuitive. Chills on your skin is
That's
more intuitive.
Intuition.
The sight of energy is more psychic.
Well, and lastly, Neil, before we take our callers on the topic of communicating with spirits and guides telepathically, receiving messages that, I mean, again, the one-time encounter or the two-time, the three-time encounter where there's a communication may exist, yes. But if you're being communicated, or if guides are communicating with an individual with telepathy on a regular basis, and there are messages that are clear, there has to be some psychic ability in that individual.
Some psychic
perception.
Some psychic ability.
That's telepathy, right?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about imagination and what an angel, you know, dropped in and told you. That's, you know, complete crap that we hear.
That's possible, and it's also contribution can occur from a reoccurring spirit or guide that works mm-hmm. with the person. So sometimes the vibration that you develop a rapport with the characters and inhabitants of the astral realm, and that comes into the play of also being psychic.
Okay, let's take some callers. 646 is our first. 802, if you'd like a reading, would you press 1 on your handset, please? 646, who's this? I can't hear. We can't hear you. I'm sorry. Who's this?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but it's faded. We're having problems with the volume lately, and I don't know why. Can you talk right into your receiver?
Yeah, I thought I was. How is this? I'll talk a little better.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Tony. How's everyone doing? Tony?
Hi, good. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah,
Tony, where are you calling from?
New York. I'm actually calling from Greensboro.
Greensboro. Where's that?
North Carolina.
Oh, but you're from New York, I guess.
Yes, I'm from New York.
Okay, do you live in New York now and just visiting?
No, I'm in Greensboro, but I had some upcoming interviews in New York, which is what I was calling about to see, you know, if
oh, okay.
would pan out.
Perfect. Let's get your birth date, Tony.
Yeah, 6/6/30.
And the year?
1980.
Okay. 27/9, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are a 27/9, Tony, and you are actually 36 years old. So you're on a multiple of 9. You're on your fourth cycle of 9. 9's your master number. And there would have been something in, what is it, 2007, right?
Yeah.
2007.
You can ask.
Oh, yeah. Tony, was there a change in your life in 2007? What happened in 2007 when you were 27?
Trying to think. I started, a job that I was on for a while at that time.
So you started a new job. And that's funny. He's calling on his fourth multiple. So 9 years afterward, he's calling about another job. So it was career related.
So, Tony, you're going to New York to be interviewed. What kind of work do you do?
Technology.
Technology. You know, I was going to ask you about, before I asked you the question, what kind of work do you do? I was picking up communications. Now, technology can involve communications. Does your field of technology have anything to do with communication?
Yes. It's like audiovisual.
It's like what?
Audiovisual, like video conferencing, it's communication.
And I feel very good about the New York thing. You said that, I don't know if you said that there were four options you have or something. You said something about four.
Two options. Interviews upcoming. Yeah, two interviews upcoming.
Okay, I'm feeling good about this. Well, that's not the end of the story, but it's a good start. So I'm feeling good about the attitude of you landing a job in New York. I was picking up communication, and actually I was picking up communication probably within 30 seconds of hearing your voice. Mm. So when you were talking about going to New York for a job, that's when I picked up a job in communication and the audio visual thing. Okay, so we got that zone going. Now, did you have a job previously that lasted just under 2 years in any one position?
You talking about like recently or within the past?
In the past.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to get that hook in there and figure out where this is going. I have a feeling you're going to be working. Now, I might be wrong because I can be wrong, but somewhere in September, you've got a job in New York.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting so far.
There's a ringing. Do you keep hearing
that
sound?
I keep hearing a bell or something.
A bell. Is there a bell that you're...
Yeah, there is a bell. There is that beep sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
that's,
is that?
I think that is a. I know that is a. What do you call that? One of those alarms. I think the battery is like getting weak, so it's just warning.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you know there seems to be a job, and that's a job. There's two divisions. So I don't know where I'm talking yet, but at the job, there's two divisions within the job. Of the options you have, do you know if any one of those two jobs has a theory or a theme of having two divisions in it?
One I think is at a in a bank situation, and one is in a college situation. So
one is at a bank and one is at a college?
Yes.
The one at the college is the one I'm right now leaning towards.
Okay.
So temporarily, I'm leaning towards the one at the college, and that's where I seem to be going. Do you have a job interview set up?
They had just emailed me and just asked me for the dates that I would be available, so I gave them like 2 days for this upcoming week, because they were basically saying that they wanted to do, you know, an interview quickly, so just give them, you know, what days I was available. So I just gave them, you know, two upcoming
days. Okay, when you
this.
Say they, do you mean the bank or the college?
The college. The bank I have an interview with on Monday.
Okay, so the bank you have an interview with on Monday, and the other one, they asked you about which dates you're available. So
yeah,
and sure enough, we've got one date being what is it going to be? August 29th.
Right.
Which is 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 28, 10, 1. And the other one, date that's available. So would you try to arrange the date at the college to coincide with the date at the bank, because you're going to be traveling there anyways?
Yeah, I let them know that, you know, I can do it on Monday morning or on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. So right now I've got, since you're calling with this question, Tony, I got a somewhat leaning towards the college.
Okay.
And so I'm leaning towards that area. And I would try to, if you could, make the interview happen as soon as possible, as close to the bank as you can, but giving yourself a little bit of breath of time in between the two interviews. If you can't arrange it on that date, then try to do it within a day of the date of the bank.
Okay.
Are you temporary? Are you working? Or are you temporarily out of work right now?
Out of work right now.
Wow. Yeah, and have you been out of work for as long as or within 3 months?
Yes.
How long have you been out of work?
A little over a year.
Well, that's over 3 months.
Right.
For as long as or within 3 months, and you said a year, so that's longer than what I was asking.
So,
there's a little bit of a block. So I'm perceiving a little bit of a block, Tony. Anybody around you named Rob, Robert, anybody, Bob, Rob, Robert? Do you know anyone like that with that name?
Yes.
And who, without giving the last name or invading the person's privacy, can you describe to me the character of Rob, Bob, or Bob? What, Rob, Robert, Bob, something like that.
Pretty down to earth, pretty mellow person.
Uh huh. And is he a friend?
Yes.
And have you been corresponding or connecting with him throughout this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, it has nothing to do with him, but that's the vibration I got to kind of clear something that has been keeping you out of work. So I'm going to, on the radio, I'm kind of clearing something that's keeping you out of the work. Has anybody in your immediate family gone through any kind of illness or sickness?
Yes.
Yeah. And who is that? Is that female?
Yes.
So I'm picking up things that are just sort of blocking and in your energy field, Tony. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a clearance. Maybe that's going to help. It's like, you know, we had Verizon and they had to clear the line. So they do it from their office and then suddenly our TV comes on. It's kind of like that. From my headquarters, I'm clearing an energy field that I think just got a little bit clogged up with energy that has kept you from landing a job. So maybe this will work and might clear things up a little bit. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
And your sister-mother connection, is there any theme of illness in that? I mean, was one of them ill or sick?
My sister passed.
Ah.
Yeah.
Your sister passed. Can we get her birth date, Tony?
I'll give out 422.
422.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to give the year, but that's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the
and
22.
Was the sister, was she ill?
Yeah.
And then
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, sorry
We're
to hear
sorry
that.
To hear that.
And then she succumbed to her illness. Well, you know, some of the vibration, Tony, gets a little bit wacky, but there is an element of this female energy connecting to me, if you will. And I think from that element, that other realm that we're talking about, maybe there's going to be some clearance. Sometimes we say, oh, when people pass over, they have a better, they're in that realm and maybe they can help us or connect to us. Maybe that's what's going on here. I'm not sure, but I'm okay. Picking up on her vibration. And there's a very dear connected energy she has to you. And so it's kind of strong in that way, rather tragic her crossing over, but still she seems to be in a very loving place, and despite all the troubles and tribulations, she's in a better place now, and she's providing for you a vibrational field of energy that might just help you along. So it's out of love that she's doing this.
Okay.
And we'll just see what happens as we move forward. But you know, we've made some connections here, Tony, and so that might help you with the immediacy of your job.
Okay, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Good luck. And let us know how things progress, if you would. We'd appreciate it.
Definitely will do.
Thank you, Tony. And Tony can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. Okay. 856 is next, then 434. Hello? 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
it's Rosemary. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Rosemaria, how are you?
Rosemaria.
No, yeah, well, you have not. 1231 to 74, right?
Right.
Okay, and she's 2810-1, right? Is that right? I remember the birthday, but I'm not. Okay, I did remember the master number two. Okay, what's your question today? Where's it going?
Work with relocation. Hopefully it's this week or the following week. I need it soon.
Okay, so you're looking for work and you're wanting to relocate. There was a specific job that you applied for?
Yes.
Alrighty. What do you think, Neil?
I don't know. You know, I want to go to a whole different realm for a minute. Don't worry about your job right now. Who is skilled around you with flower arrangements? Who would know how to take some flowers, arrange them in a floral design that's captivating to the eye, symmetry and all that? Who would that be?
The guy that I'm interested in, his two cousins are in the forest.
We're getting like every other word.
Yeah, you got to talk.
The guy that I'm interested in, his two cousins, brother and sister, they're in the forest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I'm picking up on that energy. The guy you're interested in, or the guy you're dating or whatever, his cousin is a florist?
Yes, him and his sister.
Yeah. So that is what I'm picking up on. Probably because the element of your journey with this human being, the love interest, it has something to do with your job that you're asking me about. So sometimes spirits and guides will, somebody will ask me a question, and then a spirit and a guide says, okay, you want the answer? Let's go all the way over here. I'm going to give you some information. I don't know why they take me there. I just follow. So there was something about that job. But the fact, are they successful? Do they have a good business doing the florist design?
Yes, the brother still has a shop. The sister had to close it down because she wasn't making enough. But the brother still has it and still powerful with it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, so what that gives me is the idea that there's a theme that you're getting work soon.
Cool.
Okay.
Because it's connected to a business.
Right. Now,
the validation that you're getting, that is.
The validation. Now, you may have to weather through September, and it will come in October. Any birth dates in October around you?
His.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's connected. The journey that I'm going through on the radio today with you is connected to this guy, too. So there must be some kind of karmic element between
What's
the two.
What's his birthday, Rosa Maria?
Real quick. 10/25/60.
60. Okay. 5/6/7/8/18. He's a 24/6.
Mm-hmm. So that becomes a 16.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. I mean, that's fine. It's a 7, which amounts to Rosa Maria's first four numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, Rosa Maria, in giving you a reading today, I'm going a lot through this boyfriend of yours. I'm just going to call him boyfriend. And there's something to do with the karmic element between you and him that is somehow mysteriously linked to the job you're looking for, which I think might come in October. What kind of work is it?
He does, cars, pick up like security, towing and stuff like that for cars.
No. What's the job that you're going to be towing? No. What's the job that you want? I'm sorry?
To administrate business, to direct it.
I'm sorry, business? Yeah, I didn't think. No, we're asking about your job.
My job?
But I don't think towing truck.
Administrative. Like running the business.
Okay. And you said it involved a relocation. Did you say that?
Yes. Yes.
And where is that to, the relocation?
New York.
In New York. And you're in Florida?
No. I'm in New Jersey. I'm going to Europe.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay. That's not too far from New York.
Okay. So
why did I think Florida?
So it looks pretty positive to me. I mean, some of the element has to do with this guy. So, sometimes what happens, Rosa Maria, is that our lives are affected by the people we're around, and they're affected by the people we're around because we have a karmic journey to go on with them. So you have some kind of karmic connection with this boyfriend, and that swings itself all the way over to your job in some mysterious linking way. We don't know exactly. We can't figure out exactly today why, but there is a connection between the two. But I could also jump into the conversation and say, well, I think you're going to be getting work in October. You might have to weather through September and then get the job in October.
Weather through September.
But, the October could have been his birth date. So one of the two, September, October, this looks pretty good. So let's stop there because we have other callers and see what happens.
Yeah, Rosa Maria, thanks for checking in. Good luck. Let us know. We always like to hear back when there's success. I mean, we like to hear back in any case, but especially when there's positive results.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a good one.
I cut her off. What did you say? I'm sorry. I was pressing the mute button too soon. She's already gone. Okay. 434 is our next, and then 914. Hello, 434.
Hi. Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi. Hi, Jennifer. Where are you
Hi,
calling
did
from?
Did you need my birth date? I'm calling from
Virginia. Okay,
Virginia.
Go ahead with your birth date.
11/10/1967.
Okay. 8. Okay, Jennifer, what's your question?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to see. I took a leap of faith and started my own business, and I wanted to see if you saw how that would go. It's been slow going so far, and I'm hoping things will pick up.
Okay. Your own business.
The reason you're starting this right now is because you're 48 years old and your master number is 8. So that's 8 times 6. Now, 8 times 6 is part of your year because it's 1, 9, 6, 7 is actually 7 and 1, 9 is an 8 and 6. Also, your karma is 26 equals 8. And the 6 and the 8 multiplied becomes 48. So you're on a multiple of 8 by 6. So that means your vision is now powerful. And you're moving through a world of establishing and manifesting your vision. So you're trying to do your own business. Now, in the form of the business, how can we apply that to anything regarding, and I mean liberally speaking, very casually speaking, art?
I don't know. It's a massage therapy business.
I'm sorry?
It's a massage therapy business, so I don't know.
Okay.
How
that's healing arts.
Well,
I mean,
it's healing arts, but do you use, in the massage therapy, do you use any visualization?
No, other than relaxing music, where I guess they can visualize on their own.
You play music?
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's part of it. Okay, so I'm getting the idea. Now it's you're having a rough time with it. Does that mean that do you have as many as or less than 8 ongoing clients?
Less, because I just really started it. I had to accelerate it because things didn't pan out the way I thought they were. So I'm kind of really just starting out, and I'm just worried that things won't go as I hope they will.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of clients that are into the healing arts and massage and all that. And certainly over the years, I've worked with people that have ultimately developed and established a clientele that was life-sustaining for them. So you're not in any category of my experience that isn't too mysterious for me. You know, you're building your clientele. That just takes some work involved in the energy. You come from a very difficult past. You had probably a compromising childhood. Maybe a rough upbringing. Was there any divorce or anything in the family zone? Was there any estrangement with mom and dad? Anything that you went through in there?
Yes. Divorce and estrangement.
Yeah. So You go ahead.
No, I was going to ask her in 1993, what happened in 1993 when you were 26, Jennifer?
Good Lord, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
Off the bat, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Well, in the divorce, in the estrangement, in your upbringing, those elements just show you that you have hard starts. You just don't turn the key and the car goes. Karmically, you're going to have a hard start in anything you do. So don't be surprised about that. What's the encouraging news is that if you stick with it, you have a great outcome. So the hard start in anything you do is built in karma. And that can go on, I don't know, it can be a month, it could be 3 years, it could be a week, but there's always a hard start. It's in your karma, Jennifer. And so I'm not worried about you not having clients right now. What I'm more worried about is you just sustaining and learning how to work with energy so that you can fulfill and actualize your dream and your vision. I predict it's going to be fruitful.
Yeah, I mean, she's a good. I mean, her numbers are good. Six, seven in her year, and then the 8 master number, which is, you know, money and rebirth. So those themes are all there if she gets through the karmic side.
Right. And based upon the divorce and estrangement, which you validated, I'm going to tell you now in the present tense, I'm right about this. I believe. You're going to be successful at healing. You just have to, I don't have time to go into elaborate, but for the sake of time, I would just say stick with it. Don't give up.
Okay.
Don't give up. And you can check back in with us, Jennifer, and let us know how things are progressing.
I will. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if you remember that 1993, let us know too, because oftentimes our callers will let us know after the show, because sometimes it's difficult to think and with the pressure of the time constraints. Okay, 2 callers left, 914 and 856. We've got 10 minutes. All right, who's this? 914.
Hi.
Hi.
Vicki, how are you?
Hi, Vicki, how are you?
With a K, Y or I?
I'm good.
Spell your name for us.
Can you hear me?
C-K. Yeah, can you hear us? Can you spell your name for us, Vicki?
Yeah, my full name
Go
is
ahead.
Victoria, so I don't know which one you want.
V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A.
Okay.
Okay, Victoria, fine. All right, and what's your location and birth date, please?
I'm in New York State, and 11872.
Did you? I feel like we've spoken with you before. Have we? I mean... 10/29.
I
feel like you asked.
Don't
about,
know.
Do you have a sister? I feel like she may have called once and asked about
I'm
a
sorry?
Sister. Do you have a sister? I feel like we spoke with you about your sister, or something like that.
I don't know
if I'm remembering correctly. Or you sound familiar. 9/10/29/11/2.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I called about my sister. I don't know. I don't think so. Not me. Not about
okay.
my sisters.
All right.
I have more than one. That's
all right.
I don't like to know.
Okay, what's your question?
I have a son. He's just turned 21, and he applied for a position for a utility company. And I just wanted to know if he was going to get the job.
All right. What's his birth date?
8/23/05.
Okay. That's 13, 14, 15. 20 equals 2. You're the same master number. What do you think?
Victoria, are you divorced?
No, I'm married. 23 years married.
23 years. That's interesting because it's your son's day, 23. Isn't that funny?
What's going on? Does your husband travel? Victoria, does your husband travel a lot?
No.
Or does he just go to work, come home?
To work, he travels. Yeah, he goes to work and comes home. He travels. Well, it's about an hour. Sometimes in the morning, it's an hour. Coming home, it's like almost 2 hours coming home because of traffic.
Okay. I want to ask you just a couple questions to answer your question. I'm on the topic of your son, but I want to ask you a couple questions. Did your husband go through any kind of illness?
Sure.
Did he have to go to the hospital, huh?
Yes. Yes. He just, he was on his way home from work and a car fell asleep behind the wheel of a car, the steering wheel. My husband was in traffic and the guy didn't see that there was traffic and slammed right into him. And he went to the hospital because there was a bump on the back of his head.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I needed that vibe validation because the way I work, I leave every room open for interpretation and symbolism and connecting. So believe it or not, from that element, which is not, you know, that's not a good episode, but don't worry about it. He'll be okay. But
but it makes sense that you mentioned my husband. It makes sense with my son also because my husband works for that utility company for 28 years. He's a supervisor. And my son went and took the test. But, yeah, that's why you guys connected it, right? So when you said my husband, I'm like, okay, you guys got it.
Yeah. That's thank you. That's the way it works in this element. So what I'm thinking, and Kristen and I will work on this, is that the connection we made with the accident and the fact that father and son going through the same job, that we're going to try to make the world happen for your son. I think that there are challenges surrounding it, but I think with a little psychic push, things might just happen. That's what's fun about being a psychic is sometimes psychics get to push a little bit for their people.
Yeah,
so we're going to do that.
You guys are great.
We're crazy?
We are fantastic. Not crazy, you guys. You guys are fantastic because I even said to my husband, because my husband, everybody loves him. Everybody knows him all over the place. But because the system has changed so much that whoever had the highest grade, I think it went by for the test, that's who they took in, even though if my son passed, I don't know. It's just, I'm getting worried, and I really need my son to get that job because I want my son to grow mentally.
Yeah.
Well, you're a good person. Your husband's a good person. We feel good about this. All we can do is say that Kristen and I will do everything we can to try to give your son that push, that opportunity. Angels, guides, will do our best, keep our fingers crossed. But at least, you know, we made a connection to feel that the vibration is real, and so the attempt is sound.
Oh, yeah, you guys connected really quick. As soon as you said my husband,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, my goodness, they just put the two together.
We're lucky to have a great team of spirits and angels and guides that work with us, so it's exciting, and it's nice to be able to help people, Victoria. And so if you'd keep in touch with us regarding your son's progress, we'd really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I will absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys deserve it. You guys do. I think it's so nice what you two both do for people just to help them out. I think it's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that feedback, Victoria. Really, truly.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
You guys, I know you guys have callers, and I don't want to keep you. Thank you so, so very much for taking my phone call. Very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And Victoria can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. We have two accounts, Neil and Kristen Baker and Neil Baker Psychic. 856 is our next caller. But, you know, if my memory with Victoria, somehow she sounds like a woman who asked about her sister and her sister was sick or there was a problem with the job, actually. Mm. But anyway, maybe I could be wrong. My memory could be wrong. It's happened.
Maybe there was some other element.
But there may have been another element because there's something familiar about her. Okay. So anyway, 856 is our next caller and our final caller of the day.
Twin Flame Duo. Hello, Gwendolyn, 626.
Hi, Gwendolyn.
Hey. Hello. Hello, love. How are you? You too, I'll tell you. I just love listening to you. I'll tell you what. I send vibes up to the universe for Victoria also, and I got the chills. Said, please help push that son along. Let him grow mentally. We need him. I got the chills.
Okay,
I literally
I'm
was
glad
sitting
you
here
called.
Getting chills. Like, please. Me too.
Hey,
I'm checking in.
You were, I thought you were going to call on Wednesday, so I'm glad that you're here from you today, because we didn't hear from you Wednesday.
You know,
she's a 39-12.
The divine has me, Gwendolyn, around humanity, so I just have to stick to their schedule. What I say and what they say are two different things sometimes. So we're working with it, and today's the day, because nothing happens unless it's supposed to happen, right? This is the
well,
day.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes things happen that you don't want to happen, but
yeah.
You don't go there.
Tell me.
You want-
I saw the world spin. I saw the white light, and he said, no, not today, little one, not today. Yes, so he sent me back. I'm like, what the heck? I'm uncomfortable here in the brush in nature, and you're not going to let me come home yet. He said, no, not today. So I'm doing much better, and I feel like a whole world changed. I don't know what the white light. I don't know if my soul went home and everything stopped, but they sent me back. I mean, I feel like miracles have been happening left and right, and I feel very divinely connected, guided, and I'll tell you, even physically, my back has been healed. I don't have the pain I used to. I feel like I'm 15 again physically. It's been incredible, and I feel like I'm in this phase where completion taken its course, and this next phase is just open field, like go, run.
That's so exciting, Gwendolyn. And well, Neil and I will draw on some of your energy because our backs have been killing us.
It's amazing. If you totally surrender and you literally give everything over, you ask no questions. You don't ask why. You don't ask what reason. I mean, you just go every day. You wake up, you say, dear God, thank you. How may I be of service? And you just go. You let it guide you. I've totally surrendered. I've really been living it. And I wish everybody could just do that for 1 month. Just surrender everything and just let the universe. And it is beautiful. And you find out that guilt, worry, it's amazing. Miracles happen. They do. And I'm living proof.
They really do.
I have no reason for making it out to that road. I was literally ready to go home. And I saw the light, but I never went through it. So it wasn't meant to be. So I'm checking in, see if the universe, or these are the years where I just literally open it up, and humanity, we need to either make it or call it a day. That's how I'm seeing life now.
Well, you know, we're just about ready to wrap up the show, but Gwendolyn, yeah, we're getting good vibration about the whole journey you're on. I think there's a chapter is opening up for you, so you're not done yet by any means. And there's some good, colorful energy coming your way. So we'll keep you in mind. Keep us connected. We'll keep you connected.
Absolutely.
And
will do. Will do. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Love you too.
Hey,
take care.
Keep doing what you do. Keep helping everybody. And I hope more people tune in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We hope so too.
You're welcome.
And we appreciate you.
I got good
chills
on our son. Victoria's son, I believe those chills are an affirmation. So I'm with you guys. I'm giving them the push from here. So let's get them in
all
there.
Right.
Thank you.
Let the Bible
thanks, Gwendolyn.
Thank you. Take care.
Have a great weekend. All right. Well, we're out of time, Neil. We're back on the air Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, on Twitter. Drop us a line. Respond to our events. We love participation from our listeners and callers. And until Wednesday, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.